Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Surrender because it's just you and me here now. Only you and me here now. It's just you and me here now. It's only you and me here now. It's just you and me here now. It's only you. Just you and me here now. It's only you and me here now. Ooh,
hey, yeah.
Keep worshiping. Lord Jesus, just ask for your leadership. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would lead us through this time together in you, in worship and in your word. That today, God, would be a new beginning for many of us in this room. Whether we've been walking with you for a long time or a short time, or if today's the decision that we make to walk with you from this point forward. Just love you, Lord. I thank you. thank you for this worship time. Thank you, God. Begin to move forward. I want to make sure that I articulate properly what God has been saying throughout the day. Because if I'm right, I feel like God has really set you guys up in a good way. He really wants to speak to your heart tonight, and that's why you're here. And for many of you, God wants this to be almost like a fresh start, that he wants to take you to a new place in your walk with him, in your intimacy with him. That tonight he wants to lead you a little bit deeper into his truth, and the truth about how much he loves you, and how he wants to set you completely, absolutely free. And he wants to open your eyes, and he wants to open your ears, and he wants to open your heart, and he wants his glory to be made known through you, that you are to believe tonight that God's called you as a messenger, that he's called you to an hour to proclaim his goodness, that you won't compromise, and even when you do, that God is right there, not with condemnation, but with love to draw you back onto the path that he has for you. We're in a time that God's really trying to get our attention, that the songs that we sing are truly from our heart, that they're songs that just don't pass through our mind, but they move through our heart and our inner man, our inner woman. And they're coming as just almost like an anthem to the Lord of who he is. And I believe God wants to just rewire us tonight about our love for him. There's a few things I'm going to share, and I'm going to speak a little bit from Psalm 69. It's a psalm where David is just proclaiming his emotions and his heart to the Lord. And David wasn't afraid to share his feelings with God, if he was up or down. He was unafraid. He was unafraid to bear his soul. And I think that's a question that God is asking all of us tonight. And even especially if you've been in the church for a long time. You know, they say an iceberg, you can only see 10% of it on top of the water, and about 90% is down underneath. And there's about 90% of a lot of what's going on in our lives that's almost hidden or pressed down. And God wants us to release those things to him. He wants us to trust him with them. He doesn't want us to make our own way. And I have to tell you that living this life for a long period of time, with ups and downs and mistakes and good times and awesome times in the Lord, the greatest times that I can recall are those times when I'm just totally, absolutely bare before the Lord, and I lay it all out to him, and he begins to just almost immediately love on me and forgive me. And every time I try to take it back or try to make my own way, it seems to distance myself from him and who he is and all that he wants for me in the place of love. I really can't express to all my friends in here and my brothers and sisters in Christ how important these few moments are and how heavy the Lord is on this, because he doesn't want you to stay in a trap. Not that I'm saying that all of you are in a trap. He wants you to be free. He wants you to find out really who you are. I wrote something to somebody earlier today, and as I did, I wanted to bring some of it to you to speak to you, because I felt like God was saying it to many people. We are all broken people in this room. And when we come to Jesus and make Him the center, listen, the center of our reality, our life perspective, it begins to change just drastically. And we get this overwhelming, oh, this is who He is. And the Word becomes alive within us. And the love begins to overwhelm us. And we really don't want to do anything else but be with Him. That is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing place in your life. And if you haven't had that, He wants that for you. He wants you to be overwhelmed with His presence and His love. He wants you to break through things tonight. He wants your whole heart tonight. He doesn't want you holding on to one thing, one area of unforgiveness. He wants you to bring it before Him. And He can handle it. And He can handle you. He can love on you. He can restore you. If you want to have a marriage that is alive in Christ, if you want to have a life that's alive in Christ, it is all based upon being close in the place of intimacy with God. And everything is going to try to keep you away from that. God wants to speak to you through the Holy Spirit. He uses people, but He uses His Word. And He wants to use you as a messenger at the end of the age to proclaim the goodness of God, the reality of God, the awesomeness of God, the faithfulness of God, the compassion of God. And this is who you are. You're here to break through tonight, not just to show up and go and hear a message and just draw a little bit closer. No, tonight's the night about breaking through into who you are called to be, fully and absolutely. Because I guarantee you, for every one of you on this little stage and all these seats, that there's more. There's so much more that He wants for you. And it's not to puff you up and to build you up. It's really to make you humble and overwhelmed with how much He loves you, to sustain you in every season, in every storm, in every trial. And every trial is to call you and to bring you into a place to be more Christ-like. All trials isn't because that, man, you're a bad person. No. Those trials are to form you and to bring you into that place that you rely completely upon Jesus for everything. Our families need this. We need this. God wants to drastically change your perspective tonight. He wants to become all that you hope for. He wants to become your song. Yes, people are going to freak out because of who you are in Christ. But they're going to be drawn to it like a moth to a flame. And they're going to want to know, what is it that you have? With the way that the world is and the chaos that we see, there's no way that a marriage can really survive without Christ. Even with Christ, marriages are struggling and suffering and falling apart. Why do I speak about that? Because it's the same thing with your love for Christ. It's the bridal paradigm that God wants you to come into this unique relationship that will be sustained through intimacy and knowing Him and loving Him. He's your song. He's your hope. We can never grow. Listen, we can never grow without being profoundly retaught, profoundly reworked, profoundly reshaped under His lordship and grace. He wants to change us through His grace. And His love and His grace and His mercy will help you find your true self in who you really are in Christ and who He is in you. And when you find that place, there's so much security and love and peace and rest in that place with Him. That's what He wants for you today. He wants you to hear His voice. He wants to reshape you. And I believe you're going to hear it if you haven't already heard it. And when sometimes we worship like this, and I have moments like this, and you know, I just found an old Russ Taff tape. Some of you may not know who he is, but I found this old Russ Taff tape, and it was called Walls of Glass, and I listened to it in the 80s, time after time after time. I was like, it was my tape. And I played it. I was managing a health club, and I was crying out to people about Jesus. New Year's Eve, we had this big bash with a Christian DJ, and we're telling people, and people are coming to Christ all over the place. And I would listen to this tape. And I found it the other day in the basement. And one of the songs is, Lord, I want to change. I don't want to be set in the patterns my life has made for me. I want to change. I want to be like you. I want to be like you. When I started hearing that, I started weeping. I feel it now and crying and say, that's what I want out of my life. In the 80s, in the 90s, in 2000, I want to be like him. I don't want to be something for somebody. I want to be like Christ. I want Christ living in me. And I want to be able to share my heart, my shortcomings, my faults, and not be judged by a bunch of people, but be loved by Christ. Because I want to be real of how many times I fail. But there's a yes still in my heart. There's a yes in your heart, or you wouldn't be here today. And God set you up for this night. Sometimes when you have those moments of worship in the Word, you almost get bombarded by these thoughts of change. And I want you to slow down and not think about all the things you got to change. I just want you to think about your relationship with Jesus and press into that relationship with Him. Let Him lead you into the truth. Because God needs our will to say yes for Him to bring healing to us emotionally. And if we're not emotionally healed, we can't become spiritually mature. Listen. If we don't allow Him to heal us emotionally, we won't become spiritually mature. There's all kinds of things within us. And we do this in the place of love. Jesus is very patient. He never condemns you. He believes in you. Jesus is the living Word. Jesus is the one who will breathe into us tonight if we just say yes. Jesus is the one who brings us into the place of freedom. And I told Michael, I called him earlier today. I said, tonight, let's just sing about Jesus. And usually I never call Michael. It's just like boom, boom, boom. We're always on the same page. We're still on the same page. But I felt this overwhelming. Let us sing about Jesus and who He is tonight. Because we love Him and we love His name. I don't want to get too far off from where I was at. But I want you to listen to a couple things out of Psalm 69. This is David. He's unafraid to bare his soul. He doesn't care. It almost seems like in this psalm that God is saying to us, you know, this is what true intimacy is about. We don't want to just paint a smile on our face and go 24/7 and say that we're okay. But we want to be free and trusting in God's love. So we share our feelings with Him, no matter how messy they are. David says, save me, O God. Verse 1. For the waters have threatened my life. David says, I have sunk in deep mire, and there is no foothold for me. I've come into a deep, deep waters, and a flood overflows me, God. God, I am so weary with my crying that my throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Verse 4, those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. And those who would destroy me are powerful, being wrongfully my enemies. What I did not steal, I then have to restore. Oh God, it is you who knows my folly. The things that I've given myself over to and my wrongs are not hidden from you, God. You see them all. May those who wait for you not be ashamed through me. Listen to what he's saying. Those who are seeking you, let them not be ashamed through my life because I have messed up so bad. May those who seek you not be dishonored through me, O God of Israel, because for your sake I have be, borne reproach. Dishonor has covered my face. Verse 8. I have become estranged from my brothers and an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Verse 10. When I wept in my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me, and I am a song of the drunkards. Verse 16, it says, answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. According to the greatness of your compassion, turn to me. Verse 19, it says, you know my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. All my adversaries are before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am so sick. And I looked for sympathy, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. Verse 29, it goes on and on. But verse 29 says, but I am afflicted and in pain. May your salvation, O God, set me securely on high. I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. The point that I'm making out of this psalm is that no matter what you've went through, the Lord wants to heal you. He wants to touch you. He wants to move you. He wants to change things in you today. He wants to move you to a new place in him. We are crying out that there is an awakening coming to this region. This morning, we were able to just bombard the heavens. This morning here in the prayer room, it was a powerful time because God is wanting to awaken the body of Christ to a place that they've never been before in intimacy. I know all of you believe in this room that there's more, right? There's more to God. There's more to intimacy. There's more to knowing him. Well, I want you to be able to believe tonight that you are one who is called by God, and you're called according to his purpose, and you need to let go of everything that's hindering you and become that man and woman of God that you need to be for him. That today is a new day and a new time for you to move in your calling and your destiny. Today is a time that God wants to break some things. He wants to move. This is not about an altar call. This is about us coming before God and just laying it all down to him and giving it all to him. He wants tonight all of your heart. Not half, not three quarters. He wants all of your heart. He wants to strengthen you to be able to stand against those emotions and those feelings that are from long, long ago that you were hurt so badly with. And he wants to heal that. And he wants to bring truth. And he wants you to be free. And he doesn't want you to be bound by other people and their opinions of who you are. He doesn't want you bound anymore. He wants you free. He wants you to be able to bring your heartache to him. And it's okay. And not look down upon because all of a sudden you feel heavy because of a certain situation in your life. He wants you to bring that to him. God wants to break the things of Christianity from a standpoint of religion. You guys know that. And we can't walk around with a smile on our face all the time saying everything's okay. Now, there's times that everything is okay and we're smiling and we're madly in love and we're sharing that love and that's good. But you know what? When you feel the weight of something, you can feel the weight of something with God. And he can see you through it. So tonight was about giving everything to him. Tonight was about setting up an appointment with God every day that you're going to keep from this point forward. That nobody is going to override your appointment with God in your time. That you're going to sit there before him. Today is a day about freedom, about moving beyond where you've been. And I mean for all of us. I'm believing this for myself, that today is a day of freedom, that I'm moving beyond where I've been. Because that's what God has for me, and that's what he has for you. And my warning is especially to those that have been in the church for a long time. God needs you burning on fire with compassion and passion about him and about your condition. And that testimony about your freedom in Christ. And that it only comes through Christ. It only comes through Christ. God wants to give you dreams. He wants to give you visions. He wants to use you, not for Voice Ministries, but for the kingdom of God to advance in Michiana. He wants to change his climate in this place, in this region. He wants light. He wants churches to really come into the place of unity only in Christ. And not any other way, but only in the love of God. He wants that perfume to flow out from you of His fragrance and His love. He wants revival to take place, but like no other revival. It's not a set date or a set time. It's an awakening to the end of the age that messengers like you and me are going to be set on fire. Like when we come together, just like a few of us coming together to worship, this is so precious to the heart of God. God wants us to understand how precious this is to Him and how precious you are to Him. All of you are called to be messengers of the living God and His love and His word to your families. No matter what mistakes you've made, you hear David, he wasn't afraid to bear his soul. It was very, how would I say, very human. Very broken. I asked a question. Would we let David come and speak this message on Sunday morning? Probably not. We'd like, oh, no, David, don't go there. You know, encourage them and be positive and tickle their ears and let them know everything's okay. You and I know everything is not okay. It's not okay. We are teetering in an age where God is wanting to break through. We are teetering on a precipice that is about ready to call us out to see who we are, that if we're going to forsake the name of Jesus or stand for the name of Jesus. You know that, and it's all based upon your root system. For you, for your family, for your loved ones, and many loved ones are going to leave and think that you're crazy. And our hope and our prayer is that someday in the midst of the great shaking, because everything will be shaken, that they will come to the understanding, oh, Uncle John knew what he was talking about. They knew what they were talking. I need to talk to them. Where are they? They're going to seek you out in the morning, in the nighttime. And you're going to be a burning, fiery vessel of Christ, not religion, of knowing God. Of loving God and being loved by God and being real and authentic and having purpose. And that's what He wants. Jesus shed tears. Jesus was filled with joy in the scripture. Jesus grieved and He felt sorrow. Jesus got angry. Jesus showed astonishment and wonder toward the movement of His Father. And He also felt distress. Have you? Yes, you probably have. And God, Jesus, wants to be the healer. He wants to help you walk through your anger. He wants to help you walk through your distress. He wants you to help you walk through your fear. He wants to help you walk through your lies. The lies that have been placed in you because the enemy of our soul wants us not to know who we are in Christ and Christ in us. In Christ alone. And that's the message. It will always be the message. It will continue to be the message. And that's what everybody wants to cloud up. Not everybody. That's an absolutism. I'm sorry. Not everyone. But many want to cloud that message up. When I begin to see some of you begin that I know in here stand in a pulpit and preach or just come and sit before the Lord because you just want to be with Him, it amazes me. But it's only the beginning of Him calling us out. But it's all for His glory. It's all for His honor. It's all for Jesus. It's not for man to build their own kingdom. The dreams of man are a lie. They are a lie. They're like walls of glass and they're going to come tumbling down. They're a delusion. The dream of God is truth, is absolute, is real, is genuine. And He's pursuing you with His love. And His love's going to break through. And that's why you're here tonight. Why don't you stand? God wants spiritual warriors that are not full of themselves, but they're full of God. Verse 5 again in Psalm 69, O God, it is you who knows my folly, and my wrongs are not hidden from you. He knows those moments when all of a sudden lust comes into a place of your life. He knows all that, anger, and he just wants you to bring it to him. I believe tonight is special. So I'm asking, let's pray. I'm asking, Holy Spirit, these are messengers that are being prepared with a message of love, of intimacy, of proclaiming you as the King of glory. We are broken people. We have had moments where we've said yes to you. We've been overwhelmed by you. But God, we want to live in you each and every day. God, we want you to change our hearts today. We want to give you all of our heart. Everything. Everything. Does Jesus have all of your heart tonight? Does Jesus have all of your heart tonight? Does Jesus have all of your heart tonight? If you've laid your life down for him, I want you to know it's worth it. It's the most awesome, admirable, rich thing you could do. Lay your life down for your beloved Savior and King and Redeemer. For he is the King of glory. Holy Spirit, I need you to move in the room. I'm asking. May the zeal of the Lord begin to consume us. For those that just want to give your whole heart to him, if you feel him tugging a part that you've held back and you need to give it to him tonight, I do want you to come forward because we're going to surround you with intercession. Does Jesus have all of your heart? Can you truly say that tonight? Do you want to give him all of your heart tonight? Every bit of it. If you feel that, just come forward. I'm going to give you everything, God. Everything. Will you come and speak and bring healing? Will you come and bring awareness tonight? You're so patient. You're so kind. You are the living word. Breathe on us tonight, God. Breathe on us tonight, Lord. We love you, Jesus. You bring freedom. We lay it all down, God. We give it to you. We don't hold on to anything. This is not a mental thing that we try to understand. This is a heart issue. We give you our heart. We give you our heart tonight, every bit of it. This is a night of breakthrough. This is a night of declaration that we love you, Jesus. Here I am, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Take us. Heal us. Teach us. Love on us. You won't condemn us. You're patient. You're kind. Heal us emotionally, Lord. Open up our ears. Open up our eyes. Open up our hearts tonight. that we can know the truth, and that the truth of your love will set us free tonight. Come, Lord. You understand our emotions, Jesus. If we have a situation that we need to give to him tonight, if it's a relational situation, let's give it to him tonight. Let's let go of it and trust Jesus with it. If you need to do that, come forward. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. God wants to take you to a new place in your walk with him tonight. His goal is to make you more loving. His goal is to cause you to become the authentic man or woman of God. Lead us into the truth that sets us free. Make your glory known in us, God. We pray. Healing river, flow in this house. Healing water, flow in this house. We give it all to you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Let's all just be praying right now. Yes, God. I want to know your voice. I want to find our true self in you. Yes, God. Help us hear you more. More. Grieved, help us grieve. Yes. For those of you that's come, I just want everyone else to kind of surround them if you would. And if you still want to come up and be prayed for, can everybody come forward? All of us, this is a body of believers. Let's just come forward and surround them, be by them. With all of our heart, pray for everyone that's up here. Pray for each other. This is a day of change, a new place in Christ, a new day. May the spirit of prayer fall on us tonight, God. Heal us, Lord. We lay it all down to you, Lord. Yes, God. Come, Lord Jesus. Just pray with understanding or in the spirit. Yes, Lord. Let your healing rivers flow in this house, God. Breathe on us tonight. Living word of God. Heal us, Lord. Rain down. Worship team, sing over you for a few moments. More, Lord. Just want you to ask him for more. More of his presence. More of his word flowing through you. Right now, right here in this place. It's not about so much how you feel, as about the position of your heart before him. Yes, God. Healing. Rain down, God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. More God. More of you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. Yes, God. If you're with someone, begin to pray for them. If you feel led, just pray for your brother, your sister, your friend. Just for God's blessing. Yes, God. Reshape us, Lord. Rework us. Teach us, God. His love will help you find your true self. Jesus. Yes, God. Lord, I ask that you would, for so long we have kept our minds in front of our hearts. Lord, I ask that you would touch our hearts, every one of us in this room, fresh and new, that you would awaken us again, that we would find our purpose in absolutely nothing else but you. But you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Jesus, Jesus. You are the living Word. Breathe into us today. We love you, Jesus. You bring freedom. You bring joy. We love your name, Jesus. We love your name, Jesus. This is our declaration tonight, that we love you, Jesus, and we love your name. Jesus, we love you. Baptize us afresh and anew tonight, oh God. Nothing makes sense except you. Rain down, God. Rain down. Ask him for more. Just open your hands. Just ask him for more. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. May the spirit of prayer fall on all of them. May you give them dreams tonight as they ask for divine dreams from you. This is a new place. He wants to take you to a new place in Him. Open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts. Let weariness leave us for a moment. Let us hear. Make your glory known in us, God. It's all for you. It's all for you, Jesus. These beautiful men and women here. They bring their hearts to you. Raise up your messengers. Yes, God. Lord, I just pray even right now that you would heal supernaturally, that you can do a fast, mighty work in the midst of prayer, in the midst of willingness, that you would do emotional healing right now over those that have gathered, God, that you would bring healing to them. Maybe it's in the area of fear or shame or powerlessness or whatever it may be, Lord. Just heal them right now. Speak to them, Jesus, that they don't have to live in that anymore. Let them hear your voice tonight, Jesus. That they can grow in your love now. Lead us all into your truth, Lord. Jesus believes in you. He believes in you. Yes, God. We love your name. We love you, Jesus. We love your name. We love you, Jesus. sing that with me. We love your name. We love you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would seal this moment and that this will continue. I ask that a fire would be released in us, God. That a hunger would be released from this night forward. Hungry for you, Lord. That we wouldn't suppress anything anymore. We would bring it before you. And that you're okay with that. And you love us. Yes, God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're just going to seal this time in prayer. And if you want to stay up here for a little bit and worship, if you need to be dismissed, you can. I think that tonight God really wants things to change in your life. I think this is a new time for you in the Lord. Just grab hold of it. There was a word, listen to this, I just got to read this over you, a couple things. This was from Denny Rogers. He said, my heart is overflowing with the love of my bridegroom King Jesus in me, the hope of my calling. The highest of heaven and earth and the lowest of hell cannot contain Jesus. But somehow the Father created our heart and our soul with the ability to become an abiding place, a habitation, and a home for Jesus and the Father. There is something so vast in our heart and our soul that we can contain the Creator of the universe within us. This is a sign and a wonder in itself. This thought in itself undoes me. He says that I am an abiding place and a home for Jesus. This is the abiding of Christ Jesus in us. In this place with Him, I lose my identity in the vast ocean of His love and greatness. So now I can say that it is no longer that I live, but Jesus in His fullness lives in me and through me. I am truly lost in His majesty and glory as I set my gaze upon the Bridegroom King. That's where He wants us. That's where He wants us. That our gaze is in that place. And it's an old saying, you know, you can stick a fork in him, he's done, or she's done. When you get in that place, you're done. It's over. You're not going to be flip-flopping all over the place and running here and running there. You're going to be undone with him. One more. Getting to know Jesus is the primary reason for this life. There's no other reason. Get that. That drives me to sit and wait before him in the secret place. Through the exchange of affection between Jesus and me. It is like I found 100,000 ways to tell him that I love him. At this time, same time, he manifests the graciousness of his glorious love towards me. And I feel his amazement and delight at the steadfastness of my heart for him. He's amazed that he's found this place. Denny's went through trials. He's cried out. He sat in a chair all night long so he could breathe as he was waiting for a new heart and got a heart transplant. He's been through some things. Jesus has amazed me 1,000 times over at his creative ways of showing his passion and his love for me. This love that he has shown me has overcome me, and most of the time I don't know if I should cry or sing or fall as a dead man or dance. For I'm undone in the love, a lovesick bride in a romance full of love for the Son of God, my bridegroom, King Jesus. The experiential knowledge of the lover of my soul has transformed me in the abiding of Jesus. It is me and him and him and the Father in me. The reason for this whole thing is love. Father God created all things in love. We were created in love to have a love relationship with the Father and Son. Jesus came and died so we could be reunited to the Father and the Son in the love to become a lovesick bride, crying out for the return of our Lord Jesus and bridegroom conquering King. Lord, I ask that even tonight, that these words that are spoken would go deep within us, that this region would rise up with an outcry of lovesick people that are in love with Christ, that won't shrink back, will stand in the fullness of who He is, that pride would not enter in, that we are something better. But no, Lord, that we are low, we're meek, and You are exalted and glorified within our lives. This is what we're asking, God, for that type of transformation, to be immovable, to have a heart that is ready, and that all of our motives and guidelines come into the place of Your purpose in our life. Holy Spirit, work in us and use us tonight and to the days ahead. We love You, Lord, and we thank You. Let me just share this. Every man, there's a time to live and a time to die. I guarantee you that someday you're going to say, I would give anything if I could sit down with Denny Rogers and just talk to him a little bit. Because now he's with Christ, if that even happens. He might be here when he returns. But it is men and women like that that you need to gravitate to and say, what are you feeling? What are you sensing? What are you hearing? And you know it's love. And that love will begin to penetrate your life and change you. And don't look at, well, I saw Denny do this. I saw Denny do, you know, Denny's this. Hey, let me tell you something. Every one of us, remember, 10% on the surface, 90% below the surface. All of us got junk. All of us make mistakes, but when the love of God apprehends a man or a woman, we need to listen to what they have to say. And that takes humility. That takes love. So, Lord, bless this group tonight. I just ask that we just get even more on fire for You in just such a beautiful way that You would establish an awakening in this region, God, for Your glory and for Your honor. Thank You for the men and women that have come. Thank You for the freedom tonight and the breakthrough tonight. In Your holy name we pray. And all of God's children said with a mighty shout, amen. Amen. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Amen.